And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have three folks who really enjoy connecting kids to science and the environment. Ryan Carpenter is with Sitka National Historical Park. Janet Clark is with the Sitka Sound Science Center. And Molly Johnson is with Sitka Conservation Society and 4-H. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Hi there.
Well, you're here to talk about this new series that's rolling out at Sitka National Historical Park this Saturday from 9 to noon. It's called Eco Detectives. And Ryan, I'm going to pass the ball to you to give us an overview of what that program is.
Yeah, so this is a centennial initiative. It's the National Park Service's 100th birthday this year. And to follow the director's orders and to connect kids to parks, what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a unique discovery-based education program for kids so that they can come to their national park that's in their backyard and discover it in new ways. And so this Saturday, we have our first of a three-part series, and it is titled The Case of the Missing Egg.
Oh, dear. Yes, the Case of the Missing Egg.
It's quite tragic. We need some sleuths to come down to the park on Saturday to help us solve this mystery. And so basically the way that it's set up is that from 9 to noon, kids and their families are able to come to the park. They're able to get the prompt or the case overview, and they're going to go from station to station and eliminate suspects along the way, looking at different characteristics and doing some really, really fun interactive science-based activities throughout the park. And at the conclusion, they're going to eliminate 4 of the 5 suspects and figure out who our primary suspect is. And then at the conclusion of that component, they are going to be able to earn their very own Eco Detectives button. So they'll be walking around town with great amounts of pride after having solved the case.
Well, Janet, you think it's very important that families realize that this is a drop-in kind of event, that you don't have to be there at 9, but you also want to maybe not rush through it.
I agree. This is such a fun activity for families to explore, not just eliminating a suspect at each station, but actually some of the ideas surrounding the experience itself. Parents will love this. All ranges of children will. And I would recommend kids come out. Like our program that many community members have been familiar with in the past, the Discovery Days at the Science Center, this program is something that Ryan and Molly and I all realize that it creates the same thing we had in mind with Discovery Days, which is a program experiential in nature, personally based in terms of directing your own learning on it, and based in our own place. And we all looked at each other and said, could this not be the perfect one that partners us up for a community event that would be very, very engaging for all manners of people and ages and interests as well. I would not recommend rushing, though. It's fun. I would say, you know, an hour or so to be able to be on the park trails and stop at stations and learn something at every station, no matter who you are.
And Molly, this is the first of a three-part series. What's the overarching vision and what's coming up next?
Yeah, so there's going to be 2 other cases coming up at the park in the rest of the fall. And so basically the vision is just to encourage that detective mindset. And we won't reveal the types of cases coming up. But it's something to look forward to for the rest of the fall. And then it will continue into the future too for the rest of the year, the school year. And we're excited to have this partnership with each other. So.
Molly, your perspective is with SES and 4-H, and what really excites you beyond the partnership? What excites you about this particular program?
Yeah, I think it's really great for SES to be involved in this because it'll allow our 4-H program to expand too and offer a broader spectrum of programs to the kids involved in 4-H, which is also a project-based kind of idea. And so it'll be really cool to see the kids interacting and becoming detectives themselves.
So, you know, I know this interview is all about what's happening Saturday, but I'm also really interested to spend a moment exploring what this collaboration has been like for each of you. What's been unexpected for you?
You know, This project started, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Jenny Yerke. And so we had a graduate student who came from Ohio University who developed all of this curriculum. And I think one of the things that's been so great is that this curriculum has improved and developed and become more dynamic because of the interactions that we've had with all three agencies. And so we all have different perspectives. We all have similar but different missions. And I think that when we all got together, you know, the staffs of the Science Center, the staffs of the Conservation Society are able to bring so much to the table. And so we're really excited to unveil the program this Saturday and the two subsequent programs, because we think that, you know, it's something that, you know, is really dynamic and really fun. And I think kids are going to be really jazzed about it. And so that, I don't know if it was necessarily surprising for me, but it was really rewarding to be able to work with fellow educators, to be able to improve and look at things from different perspectives and create something that, you know, had input from all of these really, really talented people.
I would agree completely with what Ryan said, but in addition to that, because of the centennial mission that the park had and the really creative efforts of Jenny, who Ryan just mentioned, this is a product, this is a curriculum that is really raised the bar for all of us in terms of just the creative nature and the way that the curriculum was presented in a manner that was so engaging. And for each one of us, we all went, okay, now we see where we could go with this. And it's created a platform that's going to mean that the rest of the year is better than it would have been without this start. And I'm really excited about it for all of us as individuals and for our community to have such an exciting Saturday program.
It sounds like a real synergy has happened.
Definitely.
For us, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like you're hoping that a synergy will happen for those families who participate in this as well. I'm assuming this is going to give them an opportunity, kids an opportunity, adults an opportunity, to maybe look at what it means to live with this land from multiple perspectives. Am I off base or am I a little correct here?
Oh, I think you're spot on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, to elaborate a little bit more on that, we're, you know, trying to expose people to things that maybe they wouldn't necessarily see on a regular basis. And so some of the detective series focuses are things that maybe we have some slight familiarity with, but it's going to allow us to dive really deep and look at some of the minute details that are so important. And so, you know, we're hoping that because it's developed in this detective format, that, you know, kids are going to be super excited about that. But it's also going to give them the chance to not only, you know, use their detective skills, it's going to give them the chance to learn a little bit more about some really interesting components and characteristics of the plants and animals that are surrounded by us every day that we might not necessarily be as familiar with.
A great example, without giving away too much of the case, is something that was really straightforward as one of the stations, and that is the migration. The nesting habits of birds. Mm-hmm. That doesn't give too much away. And the thing is that it means that we as a community get to look at five birds that all of us see around us, but look more carefully at when they're here and when they're nesting and when they might be traveling through, and actually just taking a minute and looking at those five species of birds that could be seen right in the park at any given time was a very refreshing way to review things that we observe all the time. And I know I'm not the only one that does. I know our community is very, very observant about the natural environment. And this just formalizes some of that understanding.
You know, I think that's really fun to be able to take, say, one or two or a handful of species and use them as the lens through which you understand connectivity. Mm-hmm. What birds are here? What are they doing when they're here? Where do they come from? Where are they going? You know, what kind of plants are in flower when this particular bird is here? There are all these questions that can arise.
Melissa, you might as well have read some of our cases. That's just perfect. That's exactly the kinds of questions that will come to mind as people go through these stations.
Well, we are just about out of time. I would like to open this up to any comments, any questions any of you might have.
Well, maybe just a reminder. So the program is from 9 to noon this Saturday, and it's going to be really, really exciting. So we hope that everyone can come out and enjoy all of our partnership's hard work. So.
And the Discovery headquarters will be at the park, so you'll go into that. You'll get your casebook, and then the stations will be out on the park trails. But it's very close. You don't have to be a hiker to do this. Mm-hmm. Very accessible for all ages.
Detective costumes welcome, perhaps?
Definitely, definitely. Maybe we can have a little additional award for our best-looking Sherlock Holmes costume.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Ryan Carpenter of the Sitka National Historical Park, Janet Clark with the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Molly Johnson with Sitka Conservation Society. Eco Detectives Day is happening this Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon at Sitka National Historical Park.